Hello guys, and welcome to Run Planet 365. And today we're going to talk about some of the things that I look during the day on my heart rate when I go for a training run, before, after. So just some of the parameters of like that, something that you could use in your routine and just kind of see if you're doing this heart rate training thing correctly. And so I'm just going to give you some of the examples of how I use it and how it helps to structure workouts and see if I'm doing things correctly, if I'm running the right efforts and things like that, right? So the number one thing always is when you start your, when you start your day, the number one thing that I always like to look is look at my resting heart rate. You know, if I didn't already wear a ring, Oura ring or anything like that, I like to look at manually or just any way. I want to look at it like, what is my resting heart rate when I wake up in the morning? That's sort of a sign for me to see if I had a good sleep, if I recovered well, if I, am I ready for training? Am I ready for whatever the day calls for? And then, of course, to catch any problems that I might have from that, such as if I notice I wake up in the morning and I notice that my pattern has been in 35 to 40 is my normal range, right? So, under 40. If I wake up in the morning and I'm seeing 45 heart rate, then I start asking myself, okay, I'm now 5 to 10 beats more than normally. So that to me is already sort of like, it's nothing to freak out about yet, but it's certainly and kind of like a orange light for me to kind of like think, hey, what's going on? Did I not get good sleep? Did I not, did I not train something? Did something happen? It's a cautious alert for me. And then, of course, let's say if I have a workout that day. So the next thing that I'm more worried if I ever have to is when I get up and I now want to see my standing heart rate from laying heart rate. And I also want to compare that to, how is that compared to what my normal everyday is? And what is the big, what is the difference between sitting and standing? And that's a huge one, that's really a huge one. Because maybe a laying down, my heart rate cannot reveal everything, but definitely a difference between laying down and standing up will reveal a lot. Whether you're training, overtraining, overreaching, or any of those things, or whether you're fine. And I just look for those two things. Once I have those two numbers, I pretty much look at my schedule and, there are some times that unless those numbers are extreme high, but if it's still in that warning sort of place where I told you guys, it's 5 to 10 beats more than normal. And also if it's happening just today or not a lot often, then I'll proceed with my workout and I'll just see it in the workout. It's like, how am I feeling in this workout? Is it am I fine? Am I okay? And if I noticed in a warm up or the first or second rep in a workout that something's really off and I had that data before, I will definitely stop the workout, in that scenario, which doesn't really happen often because, like you said, many times I'm able to catch it right before. So I don't really cancel it fully unless it's I would have known way before to hey, I'm not going to do this, the intended workout today. Okay. Anyway, so those are my two parameters that I use, and I think you should use it as well to monitor how's your recovery, how's everything going. And And then the next thing I want to talk about is what happens next when I put on the heart rate monitor and I go for my run. And let's say my prescribed effort, I'm going to give you a couple examples. Prescribed effort is maybe running, you know, a 60-minute easy run in a zone. It could be from like zone one or it could be zone two. It doesn't matter, right? So let's say in this case scenario, it will be zone one for me, and it will say, you know, so zone one would be, I thought for me it would be, or for everybody should it be 65 to 70%, which will be a typical easy nice recovery day, you know, something that you would do after the workout, before race, whatever, any like sort of like non-stressful easy run. And in my, then I'll have a look at my numbers and I'll know that I would like to keep my heart rate in the zone from 120 to 130. Those are my numbers according to percentages. And then I start my run. Obviously, during the first mile, I always start gentle, right? And I try to just get to the starting point of that 120, right? I don't try to get to 130 within 2 or 3 minutes. We're not trying to do that. What we're trying to do is get to the starting point. 1 mile or whatever, 5 minutes or 10 or 7 or 8, whatever, 10 minutes into my run, the body's warmed up, I'm warmed up. I'm now at a one, you know, maybe 120, 125, I don't know. I usually check and then I'm just staying there. Honestly, you know, like I don't necessarily try to go as close as to 130 as I can. It is a range for me, right? It does not mean that we are always trying to be on high end of the range. We're not always trying to do like to do those things. Okay? What we're trying to do is we're always trying to, what we're trying to do in any of the runs or any of the assignments with heart rate training is that we're trying to stay in that zone, in that range. And any particular day, you could be doing one, closer to one, or in the middle, or on a higher end. It just depends, and that's up to you. That's up to you. How do you feel? How, you know, if you're feeling tired, if you maybe went to the gym, maybe you had a not such a great sleep, and again, that will all come back to that heart rate that you measured in the morning. And, you know, you will be able to look at that and make your decision from that particular point. So, and that's the only objective that you have, you know, after you complete your 60-minute run and you come back home and maybe you look at the data and you could, you know, you could basically, in my case, I would be like yesterday, 1 hour, something like 1 hour and something, it was 123 average. So I look at it and I say, okay, well, I've been from the zone 120 to 130. I'm sitting, you know, in that spot, and I've done my assignment for heart rate, and I get to move on to the next day, and that's it, you know. And then so let's say the next following day, let's say I might have a workout day, and then I also wake up in the morning, and again I look at those parameters I told you, resting heart rate, standing heart rate, another one, heart rate variability, you know, making sure that everything is good to go. You know, then I have a good breakfast, you know, then I like to wait 2 hours after my breakfast, and then I head out for my training session, usually whether I'm in Kenya or anywhere. That's usually how I do things. And then during, you know, if I have, for example, you know, I have assigned maybe, I'll give you an example. Let's say if I have an assigned a 30-minute tempo run, what I'll do is I'll warm up for 15 to 20 minutes, just depending on, you know, depending on if I'm training for more like a marathon, or maybe if I'm feeling good on a warm-up, I might, including the strides and everything, I might do 20 minutes tops, right? And then after that, I do my, you know, my drills, my open up some activation things. You can even do that before the run. And then, you know, then you know, maybe I change my shoes. You know, I put like my whatever, you know, faster versions of the shoes so that I'm able to run my workout at a higher quality and recover really good, you know. So let's just say my assignment calls for 30 minute tempo run from 160 to 167 heart rate. So if in this case that's what I have, my goal, knowing that, hey, I need to, you know, because my tempo run basically, you know, I need, it starts when I get at 160. I know that I need to get to that 160 heart rate as gentle as I possibly can. That does not mean I head out there, hit a 450 mile, and I say, hey, I'm at 160. No, because I violated one of the rules of tempo run, which means you already know that your heart rate is going to take much longer time to get to that tempo effort versus when you're doing, you know, your latte is going to jump up much higher before your heart rate. So I know that that would ruin my whole workout. So what you want to do instead is you say, well, I'm going to take 5 minutes in a gentle, nice way to get the heart rate up to 160, you know, preferably towards the end of those or start of those 5 minutes. So during the first 5 minutes of the tempo run, I'm making sure that I'm kind of like almost like holding back. I'm letting the heart rate get there on its own. I'm just seeing how my legs feel. I'm observing the body, how am I moving. I'm adjusting some things. And then when I get to that 160, I am now at the minimum requirement of this 30 minute run. So now I have 25 minutes left and I'm thinking, okay, you know, now it's up to me, you know, like when I spice it up to 165, you know, I or whatever, but I have 7 beats like extra that if I'm feeling great, if I'm feeling wonderful, I have the permission to even run the whole run at 167. However, you know, I'd rather keep it at 162, 163, 160, you know, work it up to that 165. And then maybe the last 5 minutes of the tempo run, I could, you know, bring it up to 167, right? And this is a straight up even tempo run, not like a progression or anything like that. And what I'll do then is after that is I'll make sure that I'll just, you know, as long as I'm staying in my, as long as I'm staying in my zone, I'm not going to get greedy. I'm not going to try to, you know, go as fast as I can, because that's really never the objective of a tempo run. You know, if I go faster, you know, my average will be this and this. That's really not the whole point of the tempo run. The point of tempo runs is to make sure that you sit at correct lactate, at correct heart rate, and that you practice building, you know, you practice. So for example, let me give you an example what really happens in that, like let me dissect the tempo run. What happens when you're in that correct heart rate zone and when you're trying to stay in it? What really happens is that, so what really happens during the tempo run is that your job is to create a lactate, right? Lactate is something that, you know, it's in you. So like the faster you go, you want to be create the lactate in a tempo run anywhere from 2.5 to like 3.9, right? You want to be right in that zone. So, and then you want to basically make that brain and muscle connection that, hey, I'm okay as long as you're in that zone, correct zone, effort or whatever, probably temperance, you know, could be anywhere from 7 to rating of 8 from perceived effort, and you know, 85 to 90% of max heart rate. It's a good, fast, you know, I'm moving type of run, and you know, it's for the top professionals, that is their 1 hour race pace, and for some other people that could be your 2 hour race pace or anything like that. But you know, that's strictly you know, a tempo run. But the whole idea is not to have a certain pace. You know, I never want you to feel like, you know, like, hey, I have to hit this and this pace. So like, for example, if I go for my run and if I'm not hitting like 5:20 pace or 5:15 pace, then I'd be like, okay, this tempo run is a failure. I'm not looking at it like that, because there's been times where I'm going much faster and even when you go much faster, nothing really changes, as long as, you know, as long as you're in the zone, right? Whether it be, you know, 5 to 10 seconds faster or slower, as long as you're with the parameters of your, you know, 85 to 90% heart rate, lactate zone and all of those, and if you're in that effort you need to be, you're getting better. You're getting better. You know, you're getting more comfortable with the uncomfortable. That's the real reason why we do tempo runs. It's not to get a certain number, certain pace. It is to get comfortable with that feeling of like, that's really not comfortable. Like our bodies, you know, the tempo runs are not meant to be comfortable. They're not comfortable. Like they're just, they're work. This is work. And so we need to send the brain the signal during this tempo run, hey, I'm capable of doing this. I'm going to get better at it. I enjoy this. And, you know, all of those things that you can do. So let's talk about another type of run that, you know, how would heart rate change. And this is some sort of like a progression run, where if you say, you know, maybe you have 90 minute long run and you're gonna progress for 90 minutes, and you might go from, you know, from 70% to 75 and finish with 80% of max heart rate. And when you progress during this 90 minute run, you know, you're gonna get your heart rate up to a certain, you know, in my case, let's say I'll say 30 minutes until 130, then we're gonna go 30 minutes until 135, and maybe 30 minutes at 142 or 143. And then basically that's all you're doing, is you're looking at, you know, you're putting in your efforts in those zones and you're maintaining them. And that's the whole benefit of doing these things, of heart rate training. You're always sitting based on your effort, based on heart rate training. You're not, very rarely, but there is times that we are focused on pace, not heart rate. But the whole concept is to make things, you know, if you do the right training, you're gonna get faster with a certain heart rate. You just have to get faster. So like, you know, if you're especially if you're more in beginner or even like early years, you know, if you're somebody that's been running for 20 years like myself, of course my improvement is going to be much less than normal, right? Because I've already maybe at the top there for myself in terms of like, can I improve much more? Maybe I can improve 1 or 2%. For some of you, many of you, you have like 10%, 20% improvement left. And then that's very encouraging. You know, I remember thinking, though, you know, those days when I was starting that, wow, the improvement is it never ends, you know. And it's true, with aerobic training, we can always improve and improve and improve until the point where we get more efficient. And that's the whole primary reason of heart rate training, is to get you more efficient, to make sure that you're in the right training zones, to make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do, and to make sure that you understand that, like, it's running is not like any other sport where you have to push like crazy every day, where by running harder you're going to be faster. It just doesn't work. With endurance sports, it's totally the opposite. It's more like you have to do it in a certain way to get where you want to get. It's not like anything else, like any other sports where you can do some crazy stuff, go hard every day, and you get your result. But in running, it doesn't work like that, and it is totally different. And a lot of times, that's the biggest misconception that people have about running, because they always think that it is like that. You know, like, hey, I'm gonna work really hard every day and nobody's going to stop me. And that whole concept is, you know, it's not gonna work. I can tell you that right now, it's not gonna work. You might get away with it for a little bit, but three things are gonna happen. You're eventually gonna not improve. You're gonna feel, you know, maybe get injured, and you're not gonna feel like the harmony in training. You're not gonna be able to withstand it, because it's not something that you do for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Life running is something that you do for lifelong, and so that means, you know, you have to come up with a formula to be able to be, you know, to be able to maintain running, to be able to be consistent, to be able to be enjoy the journey, to be healthy. You know, these are all four important things. You don't want to be injured all the time. You don't want to be sick all the time. You want to be, you know, get to the point where you can become the best version of yourself by being consistent, by being able to train as much as you possibly can, and by enjoying it. You know, like, for majority of us, you know, it's in 99%, running is about enjoyment. You know, the 1% that are the best in the world, or one of the best in the world, of course they run as a profession. Somebody has to run it as a profession. You know, there's money out there, there's incomes out there. These people, you know, like in Africa, me, I've lived in Kenya for, been there for a long time, up and down, back in here. And people are always, you know, they don't run for fun in Africa. They don't. There's nothing like that. Unless you go to like Nairobi, where it's a capital, where people are going to the gym to lose weight. It's, you know, just the running to keep in shape. It's a very little like amount of people that do that. You know, like, but in Itan or all of those training places, everybody's running to get better, to fight for the Olympic spots, to make the teams and things like that. But that's just that 1%. For 99% of us, you know, we just have to make sure that, hey, I enjoy this activity. Maybe this an activity is your activity that you know, time away from everything, that you're able to enjoy running, that you're able to, you know, have a good training regime, and that makes you a better parent, person, or overall. So obviously, you know, I've always said this, even in my own case, it's good to have a coach, it's good to have a guidance. You know, like, in many of my years, just because I coach many other people doesn't mean that I'm also coaching myself all the time. To be honest with you, the whole concept of having a coach too, right, it's not just about you know, he or she is gonna tell you what to do or anything like that. It's about just training and knowing what you need to do, and knowing that there's somebody else on the other side that is gonna guide you, that is gonna help you to become the best, and to tell you what you need to do to achieve success, and that's gonna share his or her experience with you, and take that journey together to be able to be successful in running. So in reality, I always loved when I had a coach, because it was something that I could, you know, report every week to week, just quickly say, hey, this week how it went, how we're gonna attack next week. It felt like, hey, I'm in it, I'm in accountability. I'm not in it by myself. There's somebody else that, you know, really cares what I do and is gonna help to try to get all the training goals that I have for myself. So that's really, you know I went off a little off topic here, but it just popped into my mind. So anyway, guys, so I hope that you really enjoyed a little bit of how to actually execute heart rate training day to day, and how to implement these things, and then how to analyze it. You know, if you should be improving with a certain heart rate and get faster. Initially, you might be a little bit of, like, kind of slow. If you're not aerobically well developed, you're gonna have to go really slow, and your heart rate's gonna be really high. And that's like the 90% of the people that I coach have that agenda, have that problem. And it's a good problem to have, because now you know that, hey, let's put in some work, and every week by week, by doing different types of various heart rate training and manipulating the heart rates, we get to the point where we stress the heart in a certain way that it just has to beat less heartbeat, less lactate, and more mitochondria equals you being a faster version of yourself, you know, with less effort. And with less effort, that means that you can do more training. More training equals being faster. So these are all the things that we're always trying to do in a running world. We're trying to make sure that we improve each pace, and that what before was uncomfortable becomes comfortable, whether it's our physical or mental way of doing it, but we become more stronger, and we're able to deal with all the paces that we have or are assigned, and we're capable of overcoming any issues that we might have as runners. And that's what I always encourage all my runners to do, and just follow, you know, be the best version of yourself day to day, and know that, you know, if you put in the work, if you do things correctly, you will eventually reach your goals. But just please be patient early on, and understand it makes much easier to train with heart rate training if you understand what we're doing or what we're trying to accomplish out there. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll talk to you on the next one.